أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 125 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking about the deficiencies of the Mushrikeen, their ills, their wrongs, then the Yahud and the Nasara, now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands, and effectively this command is to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that he was not fulfilling the command, but the command was more for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izatil hasana. The command is, invite towards the path of your Rabb. When we look at the environment today, people are inviting towards themselves, towards what they do, but the truth and the reality is that the very primary objective of a believer is to invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah ta'ala says, ila sabili rabbik, to the path of your Rabb, which is obviously the path of Islam. Then we will find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he describes and he praises our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'iyan ilallah, that he was a da'i, that he was an inviter towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Waltakum minkum ummatun yad'una ilal khair, that there should most certainly be one group of people inviting towards khair. So one is ila sabili rabbik, to the path of your Rabb. One is to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one is to khair. So all of it effectively will come to the same conclusion, that the da'wah should always be towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How are we going to carry out this da'wah? What is the methodology of this da'wah? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's guidelines is bil hikmah, with wisdom. Again here, in the definition of the word wisdom, Mufassireen, commentators have given different interpretations, but the sum total of all of it is such kalam, such speech which is most appropriate, that will enter the heart of the person. One is that a person, when he gives the da'wat, he wants to show his or her abilities, his or her knowledge, and one sometimes is a person gives the da'wah in a way that is not acceptable at all. If we want to follow the Mubarak tariqah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had set down, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself followed, then it has to be with hikmah. The objective should be that these words enter the heart of the person so that it makes an impact. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala reinforced this word hikmah, wal maw'izatil hasana, and then maw'izatul hasana, good advice, will mean that when you speak to the person, there is no ill feelings, no ill sentiments. Sometimes we say something to a person which is of benefit to the individual, but that person can get hurt. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinforces it, that what you are going to say, it should be of benefit. And number two, take the feelings of that individual, of that person, into consideration. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. When Allah ta'ala sent Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam to Fir'aun, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept two objectives in mind. One is yatadhakkar, they take heed and they become fearful of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the whole objective. Enter the heart in such a manner that the person does not feel ill, he does not feel bad about what we have said. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. Now here is another command according to Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayh. These are two separate commands and they will demand different occasions, different gatherings, different individuals. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. If ever the occasion arises that one has to debate with someone else, then jadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Debate in such a way that is ahsan, that is the best. In other words, one is going to use the Quran Sharif, the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but again the primary objective needs to be kept in mind, and that is to bring the person to Allah, to bring the person closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Very beautifully said is many times in our debates with people, our discussions, our arguments, we want to win the argument, we want to win the debate, win the person over and take that person to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabili. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best who has deviated from the path of Allah. Wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. And Allah ta'ala knows who has been guided. That is all in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our responsibility will always be to remind. Our responsibility will always be to invite people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibn Hibban, he has written that there was a very pious personality, and now he was coming to the end of his life, and as he came to the end of his life, somebody said to him, give wasiyat. In other words, give some, make your bequest. So the person replies, wasiyat is for maal, wasiyat is for wealth. Wasiyat for amal is this ayah of the Quran, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma, till the end. In other words, my wasiyat is that you continue inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.